The railway station. This was designed by George Townsend Andrews. Scarborough Station, now a Grade 2 listed building, was built for the York and North Midland Railway and opened in July 1845. It is said that 10,000 to 15,000 onlookers saw the first train arrive, consisting of 35 passenger coaches and hauled by two locomotives. The arrival of the railway heralded a major injection of investment into the town, particularly for the holiday and tourism trade. The building was much admired and the Leeds Times praised it highly, writing that the buildings are quite as extensive as York and more handsome. They're in the Italian style and have a beautiful colonnade in front. The building still retains the original wood and glass, one of the earliest train shed canopies in the world. In 1882, the clock tower was added, along with a new frontage, though this was met less favourably by critics. In 1883, as a result of Scarborough's growing tourist trade, North Eastern Railway spent £4,000 on improvements, including a 456-feet-long bench built by William Bell to accommodate up to 30 passengers. By the end of the 19th century, the station's platforms could not cope with the volumes of passengers who arrived by excursion trains, and there was no room to expand the station. The solution developed by North Eastern Railways was to build a new extension station about half a mile short of the main station. This was opened in June 1908. The station was initially named Washbeck Excursion Station, later renamed Lonsborough Road Station. As package holidays developed, the size of the excursion trains reduced, relieving pressure on the station. And the last train to depart from Lonsborough Road Station was in August 1963, and it was officially closed in July 1966.